Okay. How do I get everybody on this thing?
This meeting is being recorded.
Just press the button. You must be a button to press. No. Ah, thank you. Okay. Rabosai, today's topic, based on the Gemara, the Masechta Matkot, Daf Mishnah, your test, and the Gemara Daf Chof, is Avelus Beregel. Very, very important topic, Avelus Beregel. We saw yesterday a machlokas between the Rosh and the Ramban. The Rosh we saw inside, the Ramban we'll see again, and I believe that, I think Elad is the one who said yesterday, that Rashi is the same as the Rosh. I found that the Vilna Gaon says like you, that Rashi is the same as the Rosh, even though the Rashi is not really Rashi. But Elad is like the Vilna Gaon. Rashi is not really Rashi, but Elad is like the Vilna Gaon, that he was Medayik from the Rashi that we have, not the Ksav Yad, that he holds like the Rosh. So if you take a look over here, and this is worth reading carefully, page Resh Chav Zayin, in the Ramban. V'orani Omer, linyan mitzvah shenogim behen avelus beregel, v'lo midin regel b'lvad, against the Rosh. Against the Rosh. No. And the mitoras avelus, shema b'gemara, we saw yesterday after your testament base, linyan shiva lo kami boili, she'ein regel olo linyan shiva. Why? Lo naga mitzvah shiva beregel. Kikami boy liminyan lamed the kanaga mitzvah shloshim beregel the osip mitzvah sparas v'kibus nu v'yim tomash en avelus chalala beregel elishu noag b'nei regel, which is what the Rosh says and Rashi said, Sura Rashi said shekolodem osu l'sapa l'chabes bo v'lo midin regel lovishu kelim meguhotzim v'chadoshim levonin v'notel tzipona b'gunustura v'sameach simchas bereus. So why is it count for shloshim? Hal shmamino avelus nami noag behen. Again, as the rabbi against the Rosh, the rabbi against the Rosh. V'chol gzero shloshim ola beregel. Every single din applies. V'tameh al atzmecha. According to the Rosh, hu yisameach b'simchas bereus. He's running off at shever brachos. V'arabim misaskim b'biyavol. They're taking care of the shiva house. A contradiction. He's running to Shever Brachos, and then they do a Nicham Avelim. According to the Rosh, it's true. So it appear to be. That's contradictory, he says. It's crazy. How can it be? It's impossible to imagine such a thing. Fine. This is what the Ramban says. Watch. Let's go again. Same thing. Right? You can't do laundry on the other for a different reason. It's the first Mishnah in the paragraph which you're not learning. You shouldn't take a shave and you shouldn't do laundry on Chalamayit because then you're going to stall off to do it then. That's not, we're not going to that topic right now. Maybe we'll cover it a little bit later. Right, where the Easter of the way the parak begins, if you come from Medina Sayam, they didn't make a gzera, you're going to stall off. But it's an Easter of Elus. Also, besimchas mereus, you can't go to a shever brachos. Uvenetilas tzipornayim begnustra. V'tamad emilsum neshe mitzvahs lo sasei. Ooh, it's getting a little tricky now. Lo sasei. Uvedin ha regal nami nog behen b'miktsasa. Hilkach, she noag bekulan ba'avelusal, Ein aveluso misparsemes olav. It's not mefarhesia because every yid is keeping half of these things. Lefichach amru olalim in shloshim. The kanaga mitzvah shloshim beregel kulo kedina b'chol. Feinol olalim in shiva. Sheinoeg. Here's the next word, very important word. Beruban shel mitzvah shiva. There are 11 mitzvah shiva. He only keeps three of them. Keep in mind that the rov and mir may come in again down the road. V'gam zes mach l'sad l'divri ha-ga'onin sh'af al-pi she'ein ha-velis b'moed u'mafsik ve'eino ole, as we know. Avon noeg b'gzeres shiva called v'om shebitzina. I think he means the ga'onin means to have the gerus and ksubis b'moed, not like gerus rama b'shabbos. That's what I think it means by the ga'onin. Shavei b'gzeres shloshim nami regal mafsik v'noeg b'metoras ha-velis. Good. It's very powerful already. There's going to be another raya. Raya l'dvaram alolu masha amru. That's the Gemara that we saw. Maybe we didn't see it. Chofim and Beis. Shama shmu akrova b'shabbos. We know that if a person hears about a death within 30 days, he has to keep shiva. You know, there's some people, they're too old, they're too sick, they don't want. They try to avoid them. They don't tell them for 30 days. Keep it a secret for 30 days. It comes to Shmua Rechok, it's only one day, it's 1 hour, we'll see soon. So Shama Shmua Krova, B'Shabbos, it's the 30th day of Shabbos. Ulamotsoi Shabbos, Nasit Rechok. Motsoi Shabbos is going to be Rechok already. Olalo, I mean Olalo. That means you don't, it's not considered to have started until when? Until after Shabbos, which is day, it's already Rechok. Ve'ena no Galiyom Echon. Says the Ramban, wait a second. As we know, what do you see from here? That keeping Dvarim Shebitzina does not really qualify you as an Ovel. Afa to al titmal regalim, sh'af al pi she'ein an olim, einem olim, dvarim shebitzina, nogin behem, to kol she'ein an nog avelus, kedino, af al pi she'nog bedvarim shebitzina, ein toras avelus olav, you see from the Gemara and Chafam and Beis, and the same thing applies here to Yantuf. Lo madna bid regalim, b'ma she'ein olim demin in shloshim, lo b'pnei mixas mitzvah shloshim she'nog b'demin, as the Rosh said, the lengthy paragraph in Ramban, as you know, he can really hammer an argument home. And of course, it puts everyone on the defensive. What will the Rosh do with all this? Right? Good question. Right? The Ramban is such a strong debater. How do you argue with this? How do you argue with this? How do you argue with this? The truth is, interestingly, again, what was the Ramban's kasha? Why should regal count for shloshim and not for shiva? You have a little of this and a little of this, right? A little of this. You have kibbutz of shiva, kiluach and gibbutz of shloshim. So make up your mind. Why should a little bit here and a little bit there? Why do we say it counts for shloshim and not for shiva? What did Ramban answer? Oh, all of shloshim you keep. But if the Rosh denies that, we're back to the Ramban's question. And another question is, Adrabba, the laws of shiva on Noeg, at least Betzina, Talmud Torah, Tashma Shemitah, as the Rosh says explicitly, Betoras Avelis. Rabosa, you're allowed to learn, no? An average Jew is allowed to learn on Yom Yontif, allowed to have Tashma Shemitah on Yontif. Fakert, it's a mitzvah, simcha, everyone should learn, and etc., etc. And the Rosh says, Beferish, right? Wait a second. So these laws of Shiva apply. Because only an oval is usher in them, some of the arsen yantif, everybody else is mutter in them. The laws of shloshim, on the other hand, right, are only midin moed. So if anything, it should count for shiva, not for shloshim. The opposite, according to the Rosh. And what will he do with the Gemara? The Gemara is beferish. Mitzvah shloshim anoeg beregel. Mitzvah Shiva, not Noeg Beregel. We saw the Gemara, right? So that was yesterday's Gemara. And that's the Ramban's proof. So I want to give the following answer. This is a yesod, a fundamental yesod. A fundamental distinction between Shiva and Shlosh. Rabbi say this is going to be an important, you might call it a lumdish distinction between Shiva and Shlosh, which is going to go for, you know, try to make a lot of use out of this yesod. Avela Shloshim only has Isurim. They were only prohibitions. Can't do this, can't do this, can't do this, can't do this, can't do this. Avela Shiva has what we call Isurim, but also Kiyumim. Kiyumim, in the positive sense. Just to give an example, Kfiyas Amita, Atifas Arosh, we saw this in Tosas yesterday. And Tosas said those are, the Gemara only recounted the six or seven Isurim, never mentioned the Kiyumim. So the classic Kiyumim are Kfiyas Samita and Atifa Sarosh, both of which we don't really have nowadays, as Tosas explains, and we'll discuss it later on, why it's so. These are Kiyumim. Shiva, therefore, has Kiyumim. According to the Rambam, we had an impression, is a Kiyumim Doraisa on day one and extended to day seven. But Shloshim is a totally different thing. They're only Isurim. They were only Isurim. So what's the Rosh Hashanah? When it comes to Isurim, it doesn't matter why you refrain from the Isurim. Bottom line, you're a tzaddik, you didn't commit the Isurim. Doesn't matter why. Counts for the Avelis, it's only Isurim. Shev al tasa, I'm not doing anything wrong. I'll give a mushroom. A person doesn't eat, I don't know, a cheeseburger. Oh, it's supposed to be so delicious. A Big Mac. I don't know. They spend millions advertising these things. You pass McDonald's every day. You don't go in, but you know, you get a lot of schar. What about you don't drink blood? Ooh, blood, blood, blood. Mishnah says, Makas of Gimel and Beis, Nafsho shel Adam Kotzebo, and you get schar. Because it's a don't. If you fulfill the don't, it doesn't make a difference. You fulfill the don't, you get schar. It's not about the reason. We don't clear reasons when it comes to the don'ts. Everyone follow me so far? Good. However, when it comes to Avela Shiva, it's a kiyum. You have to mekayim of the shame Avelis. And the fact that you didn't wash your clothes because of Isur Cholamoid doesn't work. Mitzvah Shtrichas Kavana, right? The do's, you have to be for the sake of that particular mitzvah. The don'ts, doesn't matter what. If that's the case, we can understand very well why, according to the Rosh, we say that the fact that you didn't do it, even for the reason of Yontif, counts for Shloshim. All Shloshim is only Isurim. But when it comes to Shiva, it will not work. So the distinction between one and the other, according to what we're saying now, is not so much a difference between do's, don'ts, in and of themselves, or keep me for this reason or that. The reason fundamentally is in Shiva and Shlosh. Shiva is a kiyum and requires the shame Shiva, where Shlosh was only Isurim, and therefore it doesn't matter why you observe these Isurim. Fine. What about the fact that on Chol HaMoed, right, an Ovel doesn't engage in Talmud Torah or Tashmish Amita, and that's done by Torah's Avelis. Everybody else is busy with Talmud Torah Tashmish Amita, and this guy is not. So that's the shame of Elis. So why doesn't that count? Why doesn't that count? So let's take a look at Rabosei and the Rosh and Simon Chafei for a tentative reason why it won't count. We'll see, we may have to change this, but at least for the moment, let's take a look in the Rosh and Simon Chafei. This is basically, yes, Benjamin.
Why is
it so?
Is it that Shlosh and Shiva are doing two separate things?
Clearly they're doing two separate things. I mean, the Gemara is an expression. The Gemara is an expression on the Chaf Gimel Amud Beis, I think it is. We saw the Gemara maybe briefly yesterday. Let's see if I can get the right expression. No. Where is that Gemara? Second, please. Chav Zayin Amud Beis. Shlosh Al Yom Lebchi v'shiva lehespid, u'shloshim v'girsut esparis. It's technical. It doesn't say what it fulfills. The first 3 days are for crying, and the next are for hespedim. The third, girsut esparis. It should have said something along, it's a non sequitur, no? It's crying, it's hespedim, and then technical stuff. That indicates that it's just technical. It's just don'ts. That's not a proof positive, but just a little bit of a rhyme. Let's take a look at the Rosh Rabbah side in Simen Chaf Hei. Based on the Gemara we learned yesterday. Here we go. HaKovres Meso, the Mishnah we learned yesterday. Tana Rabbanan, the Gemara says, Kiyim Kriyas Hamita Shlosh Yomim. Fine. Go through the whole Sukkot of Gemara. Kosev Arayvet. Nearly. With the Katoniki Hai Lishta, Velo Katoni Lishta, the Masnisin. HaKovres Meso, Shlosh Yomim, Konam Aregel, the Katoni, Kiyim Kriyas Hamita. Shmamina Be'inan Kiyim Avelus Kodem Aregel. Shem Lo Kiyim Avelus Kodem Aregel. Shogeg, oh, mazid. Doesn't matter. Ein regel mafsiko. Shaloye chote niskar. Now, a chote b'shogeg, what's it called a chote? Okay. Umine, yafina. Lekol avil. Shlonog avilus tok shiva. Shayashtim avilusso tok shloshim. Chutzman akriya. Shem Abba v'lokora b'shas chiyuvo en she'en kor l'achazayin kinyin shomu mishe'en l'cholok v'zdam l'cholok b'toch zayin korea achazayin in the korea. Fine. Tap v'shab esi mitzvah k'lam l'kama d'avchof. Fine. Not on you right now. What do you see? The rabbi says, if you want it to count, you gotta do something. You gotta do something. If you don't do anything, it won't count. It won't count towards a shiva, and it won't count as the beginning of a shiva, so the yontif can then subsequently knock it off. That's what the Rosh has over here in Simen Chaf Hei. Now, of course, the question becomes, why did the Gemara give an example of Kriyas Hamita? So the Ritva says, you know why? Even Kriyas Hamita, which is not on your person, all the other avails are on your body. Kriyas Hamita is your bed. Even that counts. According to the Rosh, makes a difference. Since Shiva, there are Kiyumi avails, not only Isuri avails. You need a kiyum avelus bekum vasei, so that should count towards shiva. It's not enough that you don't do things. You don't do this. You don't shave your hair. You don't wash your body. No. So when it comes, if that's the case, regel, you cannot do the kiyumim, because kfiyas hamita and ativas erosh will consider avelus befarhesia. The details to be discussed later on. It will not count towards minyan shiva, even though you're chayav to be nizer midine avelus. Doesn't matter, because it's not a kiyum. It's only an iser, and you need kiyumim. Again, I'm saying pshat in the Gemara Daf Chof. The Ravid said you need a lashon. The Ravid was that way. Bin kiyum avelus konam aregel. Now I don't know if the Ravid was talking. You know, if I be a brisker, the Ravid was talking my language, a kiyum as opposed to an iser. I'm not such a brisker, so I'm not guaranteeing that the Ravid meant that. Although they say the rabbi was the first brisker, that's not for now. But I don't know if he meant kiyum as opposed to iser, but we're saying it kiyum as opposed to iser, because we saw that it could be that the shiva is kiyumim, as I said, and if you don't have the kiyum, it's not a fulfillment of avelus, and therefore the shiva cannot knock it off, and it won't count towards 7 days either. You need a kiyum, not enough in iser. That's what I'm suggesting for the moment. Again, we may have to rethink this. So the rethinking, it all depends upon how you understand a Mordechai. Tof, kuf, chof. Let's take a look at the Mordechai. Tof, kuf, chof, and see what he says. Tof, kuf, chof. Watch this. Matzasi kosev alochas of hilchos avelos shekos of rav rameh mi Anglater. England, no? Psh. See that? We have to do a scholars in England already in those days. Zelashon. Hinni mesupuk im shama shmua krova b'shabes erev harega. A new shayla. New shayla? It's within 30 days. It's Shabbos erev harega. Im olos a Shabbos amin shiva. And therefore, great. What will happen? The yontif will knock off. Will knock off the shiva. The shem ayna dafka ki noa kol avelus. Maybe only if he actually kept avelus. Kol avelus. Notice. Avos Shabbos nei the olah liyomechad heged the goros of chaya olistim harguv and isyash melevakish b'Shabbos. Whole discussion. How can a shiva ever begin on Shabbos? How can it happen? Only in a rare case, okay, and that counts for shiva. Mikomakom lav din chol gomer mashvislei midarinan shama shmua krova b'Shabbos ulaacha Shabbos nasid rechoka. The ena no heges el liyom echad v'tama hol v'shama biyom she'ena yochel l'sabel kilu shama achar Shabbos. We saw that in the Ramban a few minutes ago. He's mesupik. This Rabbi, I don't know, Ram. I'm not sure Ram could be any first name which starts with a mem. I can think of quite a few of them. I won't guess what this Ram says. If you look it up somewhere in your books, who was a Ram mi Angleterre from England? I don't know. Let me know if you figure his first name. We like their first names too. V'nir l'Rabbeinu Meir. Oh, here's it. We know Ram. This is the Ma Ram. Ma Rami Rutenberg. He is the Rabbeinu Meir. The Keva and the Tznan. HaShabbos Ola ve'enem afsekes. HaRegolem afsikim ve'enem olam. Our Mishnah. Afal gav the tarvayu shovin din avelus the tarvayu dvorim shol tzina noeg v'lo shol farhesya. Right, this is obviously the Ramban's kasha from before, right? Afil hachi katani Shabbos ole regom enem ole imkain ole lechol dovo. What does it mean? Shabbos ole lechol dovo ule kul armina. The Ola for the Ola Chumra. What does that mean? Going Shama Shmua Krover B'Shabbos L'Motzi Shabbos Nasir Rechoka. We'll say Shabbos is not a day of Avelis. But in our case, Shama Shmua Krover B'Shabbos Erev Regel, then we'll turn around and say that it does count. V'Shava L'Regel L'Kula U'L'Me'achol L'Kula. Amazing. How we say? You get kulas on both sides. It's almost a tie to the sasre. This reminds me of my Rebbe's famous psak, the name of Moshe Soloveitchik. What happens? A big machlokes between the netziv and the son-in-law. If you get a telegram in the old days that somebody died, when do you start the shiva? Right away, as Rebbe Fall said. Or no, not until after the kvura. You get a telegram. The person died today, the burial is tomorrow. It's a machlokes. So Rav Moshe Soloveitchik wanted us to be makel in both directions, tied to the sasra. Both. So you can be makel on one hand to say that it starts later, and then it's makel, it stops earlier. Sounds very amazing. The Ranak Subah seems to say that, in the sugya we learned before, by Yontav Sheni, Yontav Sheni Shel Golias, this is called Halacha Lamaisa. We don't keep Avelis, but it counts towards the Shem anyway. Not told dissimilar from what Moshe said. Okay? So he's saying something similar over here, that the same idea of this day of Shabbos, we'll consider it, on one hand, we'll consider it like chol, and we'll consider it like, not, is it considered, are you considered a novel on Shabbos? Depends. L'kula, yes, l'chum or not. That's what he says. Okay? It's an interesting phenomenon. Achaz ma matzosi g'divara b'tosos harib b'zel shono.
So
at the end of the day, they're makel in the child. I've heard the tanya kiyim kviyas amita lifnei regel and sorach kvos achar regel the mashma lo kiyim lo. In case Shama Shmua Krova B'Shabbos ever regular Elokiim, this comes right on point to our discussion. Correct? Yesh lomar, tahu mairi she'ovar v'lo kiyen, o shogeg o mezit, v'chein pirish rabbeinu Avram, v'chein mashu l'shon min dekotoni kiyen, v'kotoni kofa mitosu l'fnei regal. So kiyen means you observed whatever you had to observe. You're not a chote. With me so far? So this is a very important and significantly lengthy Mordechai, and I want to analyze it two times, maybe come to two different conclusions, but that's okay. So, Rebbe Osai. At first he says, according to one side, you need Kiyum Mamish. That's how he starts. Now wait a second. According to this side, there is one side in the Mordechai, it seems it's against the Mefurish of Gemara. Take a look at the Gemara Bosai, Chav Dalet Amud Aleph. Chav Dalet Amud Aleph, Masech Damoed Kav. We're assuming that you need an actual kiyum, at least for the moment. It's not the maskon of the Mordechai, right? But there's certainly more than a half a minute. The rabbi from England wasn't sure what the din was. He must have been a great rabbi, even though we don't know his first name. But if he's big enough scholar to be quoted, the rabbi from England, he must have been a great man. Okay, Rabbi Osai, give a look over here and have Chav Dalet Amud Aleph. Watch this. Whole discussion here, what do you do on... We can't read the whole sugya now. It's a whole sugya b'fnei atzma. It says, Pachas Chova, Nasar Rishus, and it gives you what the Rosh HaTeva stands for. Prius Arosh, Chazar Azker L'Achorov, Zekivas Amita Chova, Nidus HaSandal, Tashmash Amita, Rechitz Yodayim, Rechitz Yodayim, Rechitz Rishus, Prius Arosh, Rishus. All discussions, the question of what is Farhesia, what's not Farhesia. The Gemara says, in the last few narrow lines, Lo Shonu Elash Eilam Min Alayim Baraglov, Avo Yesha Min Alayim Baraglov, Min Olav Mochichin Olav. That if you're wearing shoes, you may, or maybe even must, engage in Atifas Arosh. Why? Because the fact that he's wearing shoes indicates that he's not in full Avelus. Let's turn to the Rosh in Simen Chav Ches, who explains this at greater length. Please turn to the Rosh, if you don't mind, in Simen Chav Ches. Here we go. Simen Chav Ches and the Rosh. He talks about this over here. He's discussing the whole, again, you can't read the whole thing is very long, but we should see a little bit of the Rosh, but a small mem of the Korbanos Anilis. Av Yeshem and Alayim Baraglav Min Olav Mochich and Olav Fav Yeprius HaRosh Nami Rishus. Okay? That means you can cover your head in a manner which you normally would not do. And as long as you're wearing Min Olayim Baraglav. Right? Today, well, we're not going to all the Pratim. That's what the Rosh says over here, and I can't read everything right now. Just wanted to show it to you. This is quoted Halacha in the Rosh. Okay? So wait a second. Why do we say that this should be enough to count to let Regal be Mevatalit? Let him cover his head and put on his shoes. If he covers his head and put on his shoes, that should be enough to enable the Regal to be Mevatalit. What's the problem? So how can the rabbi from England suggest otherwise? And how can the Rosh seem to suggest otherwise? So I thought the answer is as follows. Since he's wearing shoes, he's not Mekayim all the laws of Avelus, it cannot count for the minion of Shiva. Where do you find that? In the next Rosh, in the Rosh in Simen Chavtes, talks about a Shmua Rechoka, a Shmua Rechoka, right? So what does it say over here? Take a look, please. The Rosh explains as follows. Hold on a second. Find the right place. If the Gemara has the Rosh quotes the Gemara of Chaf and Beis, Shema Min Atlas, Shema Min Aval also Bin Hinas Sandal, Shema Min Shuru Chok Ena Nagas Al Yom Echad, Shema Min Mikzah Yom Kekula. Those are the three Shema Minas which are found over here in the Rosh. Okay, that one hour, what's your status for the 1 hour? Right? What's the story of that 1 hour? Of Shmur Rechoka. Cause of Rambanzal, Kashali, Mahide Kama, Oval Osir, Benilas Hassandal, Klama Beshmur Rechoka, Pshita, Labamai no Heges Yom Echad. You hear what's going on? What else? Take off your shoes, what else? Well, Pirish Dein Osir, Ala Benilas Hassandal, Kama, Klama Shadayo, Mikol Gzeris Avelis, Bechalitis Menolo, Fein Sorach, Lelch Lebeso, Vich, Vemitoso, Visate Perosho, Shereb Chia Lo Asa the Chalitzas Minol Umiyad Olach Lebeis Amerchetz Lo Kofa Lo Otach. Period. V'meilo Minolo Baraglo. You're barefooted from the beginning. Sorach Sheyich Bemitoso Yisate Berosho Dibinan Sheyasa Maisa Hanika Mishum Avelis. V'meil Osig Bemolocha Oshay Rochetz V'sacha Osig B'taro V'basal Oshmur Rechoka. How is a Mavsig Shoh Achas Mishum Avelis V'choz al ma'ase biyado. U'mikol makom enam yotzi dechavos of the hefsek zeh at sheyasem masa anika v'aveilus shemiksem kakulo. What do you see over here? For that 1 minute, for that 1 hour, it has to be a total aveilus. If you're doing something which contradicts the aveilus in that minute, it won't count. So what do you see? You need total aveilus for it to count. Total aveilus to count. So here too, if you have to put on your shoes, so there shouldn't be considered avelus for Esrei and Shabbos. Who cares? You cover your head with a ituf. It can't count. The same way it can't count towards the Shmur for the 1 hour of Shmur Rechoka. If you're busy learning Torah during that hour straight, you don't want you're a big Talmud Chacham. You don't want to be vatal from your Torah. Big Masvid. Then it can't. You kick off your shoes, won't help you because you're busy learning Torah. So to over here, your shoes have to be on to allow you to cover your head. It can't count as well. That's my answer to this conundrum. If this is the case, Rabbi Osai, back to the Gemara. It says, Mitzvah Zayin lo nog b'regel. What does it mean? It's impossible to fulfill the Mitzvah of Zayin b'kum v'aseh. And therefore it doesn't count. Mitzvah Zlamed nog b'regel, even if it's not mitam avelis, but Sheva Taz, it works. It's only Yisurim. So even though originally in the question against the Rosh, it's marish counterintuitive, should be exactly the opposite. The way we said now, perhaps we can understand it one more time. Mitzvah Shiva has to be fulfilled positively. And there's no way to do that. There's no way. Even though there's a way to do it with a trick, if you have a Nanan Baraglov, that's not full of Avelis. The same as with Wunmuk Meshmur Rechoka. So there's no way to do it. Impossible to do it. Because it's called Mepharesia. Can't do Kumvasai. Impossible. Mitzvah Shloshim is no Agubar Regel. Why? I is not Mitam Avelis, so it really shouldn't count. No, it's only Yisurim, and Yisurim doesn't matter what your Kavana is. It's irrelevant. It's irrelevant. And you're Mechuyev to keep some of these Yisurim, so it would count. Some, not all. We'll get to that a little bit later on. But now this goes back to the original question, which we discussed last week, and we weren't so happy with our answers last week. Why in heaven's name the Chazal do it that way? Why? We know why. Why can't you have a Velus and Yat at the same time? Because it's stira. Osi esed the rabbim, v'ochel esed the yochid. Daf yudal and amid beis. I'm asking a question, a logical question. What's a bigger stira to yontif? Shiva or shlosha? No? Obviously shiva. So how can the Rosh say that shiva does apply? Bitsina, right? But Shloshim doesn't apply at all. It's counterintuitive. One more time. It's a steer between Yontif and Avelis. Now, the Tuchad Avelis is Shloshim and the Shiva. I'm saying, what's the biggest steer? Shiva, for sure. Yet the Loch is, according to the Rosh, Shiva does apply. You must keep Shiva Bitsina. That's Agirs in the Gemara, for sure. But Shloshim, you don't keep it all. B'Torah Shloshim. How do you explain that? Here's my answer, which goes back to what we spoke about last week. It's based, again, on the sheet of the Talmud of Yechilmi Paris. He asked the Kasha, why is there Avelis B'tzinah B'yontif? Say, Esei D'Rabbi Mishmevatel Avelis L'Gamri. This we spoke about that last week. I'm going to read you his words. We're supposed to get the Rabbi Yechilmi Paris. Maybe you get it on your Bar Ilan. I don't know if you can get it. Hebrew books, Otsa Chachma. These are the words of Rabbi Yechilmi Paris. Listen carefully. Lo mikri moed esei derabim, elo de dvorom shebefarhesya, davi mili derabim. This I can show you in Rashi Ksaviyat. We mentioned this Rashi Ksaviyat, if you recall, last week. Go back to it again. It's just one, it's a half a line. Yudalim and Beis Rashi Ksaviyat, esei derabim, v'samachta, shekol Yisrael osen biyachat simchas yamtiv. Together. Together, right? Together. So Rabbi Chimi Paris says, "Esei derabim is v'om shebefarhesa," which is mili derabim, based on the Rashi Ksav Yad. So therefore, any nig avelis befarhesa is a steerer to simchas harabim, which is the ikur kima v'samachta b'chagecha b'zman hamikdash, aliyah l'regel, and even today, everyone gets together. But avelis b'tzina is not a steerer to the esei derabim. Esei derabim doesn't mean an esei which is incumbent upon the rabbi, which is a simple read. No! Rashi Ksav Yad said, esei derabim means an esei which is fulfilled by rabbim. Fulfilled by rabbim. But the Rabbi Yechiel says, mili derabim. Now we understand very well. We understand very well, Avelis Betzina is not a steward to esei derabim at all. And therefore it applies beregel. Oh, we're halfway through. Now, Rabosai, what's the halacha of Avelus of Shloshim? Avelus Shloshim, Rabosai, where does it sit on the Tzinna Farhesia scale? But Pashtus, the only things that we find ever that are Farhesia things which are contradicted to Shabbos and Yontif are Shiva. That was the Gemara we saw, Chav Dalem and Aleph. Nasar, Pachas, those are all Shiva Dik Isurim. The Pshuto. Things which are not to be done in Shiva. May you demonstrate Avelis Shloshim Befarhesia? Yes or no? I'm talking about Shabbos and Yontif. Yes or no? What do you think, Rabbi Osai? Think carefully. Can a guy walk into Shul on Shabbos where it's obvious to everybody that he's keeping Avelis of Shloshim? Yes or no? He's not shaving. Very good. Now that we are clean shaven, most of us, the guy doesn't, he walks into shul on Shabbos, he's gruffy and scruffy and yucky, the beard is just, bruh. We know why. Because it's Avelis. It says Avelis before Hesia, Gewalt. Says the Shach, I don't know if he quotes this as the right, because they used to have beards in those days. You couldn't tell right away. But the Shach passes the halacha, that Avelis of Shloshim must be observed, even though it's Farhesya. Take a look, Rabosai, in the Shach, Simen Tov, Sivkot, and Beis. This is very much halacha l'maisa. I mean, A, what do you do with the fact that the guy goes with a scruffy beard, which looks ugly? Look over here in Shach, Simen Tov, Sivkot, and Beis. The Mechaber says, Shabbos Einam Sif Aleph. And the mafsek avelus for all the minyan shiva, shirik tzas dini avelus noagimbo. The hainu drum shibit sina, tashma shamita or rechitza. Aval drum shibifarhesia, lo, the hainu lahosir atifaso. Okay, says the mechaba further, veliskov hamita vikfiyasa, vishlo lilbosh begad karua, elamachlifo, right? Etc., etc., etc. Then it goes into the details. Tamatar Zoram Shabbatzina, Vachule, 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 Vachule. Okay? So it's a split. Says the Ramo, Vidavka Kshumu Utaf Atifas Yishma'elin, Kmoshin is Borali Elsim and Shin Pevov. The original din of Atifa, it says before Shem the Gemara, Kol Atifa Yishma'elin is not an Atifa. What is Atifa Yishma'elin? The proper way to put on to Ativa by your talis, not the way people do it. Ativa Zishmael goes like this. I'm not going to demonstrate right now. I should demonstrate right now. We'll demonstrate a little bit later. We'll have to demonstrate at some point. You take your talus, you cover your head to your eyes, and you take the other side of the talus and you whip it up to your nose. So all that sticks out is your eyes. Many, many years ago, I saw a movie. It was called Lawrence of Arabia. You probably can still get it on the reruns. That's how he went. He went with a mabush like that. All you could see was, because there's so much sand. But yeah, you have to see. If you don't see, that's a problem. Some people, they put the talus on, they go like this, whoop, down to the belt. That, no Yishmer does that. This is found in the Sefer Ketzos HaShulchan, Hilchos Tzitzis, by Avraham Chaim Noah. He lived amongst the Arabs. He knew where the Arabs went. Anyway, so the Shach, so the Ramah says, Ativ is Ishmaelim. That's obviously done for the purpose of Avelis. No one walks around that way. Okay, fine. Says the Shach of Cut and Base. And the Ramah ends, Avaktas Atifa Shinog and Baktas Makomos called Shloshim. Shloshim. Ain't Sarach Losim Shabbos. Why? Whole of Yeshlum in a lion baragla. In fact, the Shach, in a lion baragla, what's it doing anything? Look in Shas, Taf Chav Dalet, and the Ramban. Uvemes B'mah revile Kosov. The Hocham Mutter Mitam Shekeven Shenogen Batifas Du Gamacha Shivas Me'Avelis. It's Mutter. For that reason alone. Lo Asrina and Dover Shebefarhesi Alamash Enog Raktov Shiva. V'Chakach Kosov the Mutter Gamit Kaimitam Nevamitam. So two separate reasons. A second reason. But the first reason of the Mari Vail is what? Is the Issa to Prava Avelis is only Avelis of Shiva and not Avelis of Shloshim. And that's exactly the point. You said you walk up with a scruffy beard in the shul, they know you're an Avelis of Shloshim. So what, you know? It's only Shloshim that are Avelis. This is relevant in another context about changing seats. You know what I'm talking about? People change their seats when they're Avelis? Well, so as for Farhesser, no? He used to sit here and I used to sit there. How do you do it on Shabbos? It's a different minhagim. So the answer presumably would be, it's not a Shiva Dikadin, it's a Yud Beis Cholish Dikadin, it's a Shlosha Dikadin. So you're allowed a private on Shabbos. That's what the Shach seems to say according to from Mari Vail, his first answer in Simon Tov Sivkotin Beis. That being the case, we can make the following suggestion. Avel is Shiva. We find the distinction between Sin and Farhesi on Shabbos. We find such a distinction. So Metakein, then on Yontav as well, we should be Noag B'Tzina. If you're Noag B'Tzina, it's not a steer to the Simchas to rob him the Yontav, based on the Shita of Rabbeinu Yechimi Pariz, and upon Rashi. But Avel is Shloshim. We never find a distinction between Tzina and Farhesi. No. No. He's just so befeirish in the Mari Vail that he said explicitly that Avel Shloshim you may do demonstratively on Shabbos. Apparently it's not a steward to Shabbos. Shabbos is not such a high level of Simcha. Pashtun, there is no Simcha on Shabbos. Simcha is on Yontif. You don't find, yeah, Yismichu b'malchusra shomer Shabbos v'koreone. Sure, V'yismichul b'chol Yisrael according to the certain nuschos. But not Simcha of the boss of a yayin, that kind of Simcha. So therefore, only on Yom Tov, we say, you can't do it with Farhesya, to steer it to the midst of Simcha the Rabbim of Yom Tov. So the Metakein, according to the Rosh, that's not Noheg at all. It's double or nothing. Again, Shiva, we find a split between Sin and Farhesya, Mefurish and the Gemara. Shloshim, no such split exists. No such split exists. If the Mari Vail is right, you're allowed to demonstrate Shloshim on Shabbos. So therefore, when it comes to Yontif, where you obviously cannot do Farhesya, because it's a stira, that's the Gemara, you're dalet and beis. So they said, you know what? There's no Avelis of Shloshim on Yontif. At all. Yeah, you keep some of it, but b'toras regel, but not b'toras shloshim. Double enough. Nara, bosai, What did Ramban say? The full kiyum of shloshim is not a stira to simchas. We just read the Ramban. How do you explain it? I'll read you the words again. For time of the milsa, take a look over here. Just open your Ramban and you see it again. Why is this a reason? What's the pshat over here in the Ramban? What's the word over in the Ramban? It explains to you what it's all about. The time of the milsa explains the reason. Let me get the exact citation. It's the seventh line of page Reish Chav Ches. The time of the milsa, they shein mitzvahs lo sasei, will be din regal nami noag behem b'miktsasa, hilchach, shenoag b'kulon b'aviluso, ein aveluso misparsemes olav. There is no avelus before Hesia at all. What do you see from this? That avelus of shloshim does not apply on Shabbos, does not apply on Yontif before Hesia. You wouldn't be allowed, right? But since some of these surim are noag anyway, it's not considered to be a farhesia. Ein avelusim is parsemis olav. I repeat, ein avelusim is parsemis olav. The pshat is, the reason why you keep the avelus is it's not called a farhesia. So it's the Ramban Beferish. I mean, the third time. Ein avelusim is parsemis olav. Had it been a sparse, it would be a problem. Take a look at Rabosai in the Vilna Gaon in Shin Sadi Tes Sivkot and Dal. Something quite remarkable. Shin Sadi Tes Sivkot and Dal in the Bir Agro. Please, look inside. Shin Sadi Tes Sivkot and Dal in the Bir Agro. The Mechaba Paskins, like the Ramban, he says, Lo mi Torahs regal bulvados o behem, el af mi Torahs ovil. It's the Ramban quote almost verbatim. Says the Helig of Vilna Gaon. Sivkot and Dalet. Give a look, please. In Sivkot and Dalet. I bear a gold. The local Rashi Sham. Elad, where are you, Rashi? Elad. This is the Vilna Gaon I was referring to before. He doesn't say against the Russians, it's against Rashi. The Hanaga, your dear, correct. Rashi. If Rashi is right, or we call the Russians right, mitzvah shiva namitala. This is what the Ramban, Mabish Kwan the Ramban. Shri Noag, the Ramban Shibitzina, Rabbi Misaskimbo, Ela Korchach, Torach Loma, the Naga, Vachule, Kol mitzvah shloshim koma. Kwan the Ramban. Dena Osla, the Ramban Shibitzina, Adafka Dvaram Shivatok Shiva. Okay? V'chein Kosa Mari Vail. Oh, this is the Mari Vail that we said before. No problem, Shloshim Befaresia. Ayan the Kamar Beshim Atof, Behagom, Asher Kasafti Shom, Sivkot and Gimel, V'shach Shom, Sivkot and Beis. We saw the Shach Beis a minute ago. Brackets. V'vitorah Sa'odam, V'vumachamas, Kosa V'tama Demilson, Meshein Mitzis Losa say, will be done a regal nami noah behem b'mkutsosan, hilkach shenoah b'kulon b'aviluso, ein aviluso misparsem es olav. Mashma, dafka dover shu b'shevi altase, the lo kemarivayo. The marivayo says you can even do kumva says, right? Is that a funny kind of atifa that he had, whatever it may be. So the Ramban is against the marivayo. The Gaon says the Ramban is like the Marivayel, the Magia, whatever the Magia is, I'm sure the Gaon himself, the Talmud, who knows what, says the other way around. Wow. My nafkamina. If to be Avelus Shloshim, which is a Befer Hesya, what would it then be in that kind of a situation? Luyutsuyur. So we haven't found any, right? Luyutsuyur. You have a case which is Befer Hesya. According to the Marival, it doesn't matter. You can keep it anyway. According to the Ramban, you can't keep it. Take a look, Rabosa, in the Shach, Simon Shin Sadi Gimel, Sivkot and Zayin. Give a look. Shin Sadi Gimel, in the Shach, Sivkot and Zayin. This we spoke about before. Siv Dalet. Hanoagim, Shehem Avelim, Shlo Lashanas, Bimakom, Besak Neses, Beshabis, Yofem Osir. Ramah. Yes, Shalom Shagam Beshabbos is Shana Mekomo. V'chein HaMinik Poshet V'en L'Shana Saminik. Alright, it's a pun. And the Shana Saminik is Shana the Mokom. I think that's what most people do today. Rabos, have you ever seen someone who's in a velus change a seat in shul? Do they change on Shabbos too? The Ashkenazim. I guess if they don't Mizrach, maybe the other way around. Says the Shachs of Kotan Zayin. The Svilu, she ain't a dove of Shofar Hesya. Woo? She ain't a velus nikol bezek kol kach. Shehar be pomim odom machlev makomo afilu eno avo. What? Akha lashon at terrors of the Levush. Menemuke Yosef, Baba Basra. That's the first reason. That's a shvach ha-maisa, no? A little bit shvach. He sits, he's sitting for the, especially if you're a yekka, he's sitting in the same seat for who knows how long, and now he finds his 10 seats back. Says the shach, if you mashik asafti, come on, svesh simen tov, sivkot and beiz, taveles and noe kol shloshim, noe gafilu b'shabis, b'lav hochi nicho. Here you come vasei, you're changing your seat. This works according to the Marival, but it would presumably not work according to the Ramban. Now I have a kash on a metzias on the Ramban. A person does not show up to the sheva brachas of his own son. That's not fair, Hesia. The son got married. He's not going to walk into the sheva brachas on Shabbos because the rabbi says he can't come. It's not Faresi. How can you say that all dinim of Avelis is not misparsim? Here's my answer. Whatever he keeps saying Shev Al Tasa, the rabbi emphasized Shev Al Tasa. Whenever someone is Shev Al Tasa, I'll quote a paraphrase of Gemara, Share Terutzim Lo Ninalu. There's no limit to the reasons that can be given why a person didn't do something. He didn't show up to his own son Shev. He got a fever, caught a fever. Not leaving the house. Avelus shiva with the kiyumim, then we say that is no. You can't do avelus before hesya because it's kiyumim, and those kiyumim are obviously there's no excuse for all this kiyumim. Now Rabosai, does the Rosh agree with this? With this principle, does the Rosh agree with the principle that you know all shev al tasa are not considered before hesya? No. No, not at all. And let's go back to the Rosh again. Actually, it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, this Rosh. Whichever you want to see it faster, whatever's fast for you to see. I don't know what that is. I'm opening it to Shulchan Aruch right now. If you don't have Shulchan Aruch, look it up in the Rosh. The Rosh quotes Beferish. The Rosh in Simon Chav Ches. Rabbeinu Tam, Hayu Koronos, Lubachol Pam, Shlishi, V'irabo Avelis, V'lokro Achazen, V'olu Me'atzmo. From a cave in Shehurga, Likros, Shlishi, Bechol Shabbos, Haroa, Shehna Ola, Omer, Shebishvil, Avelis, Unimna, Havadom, Shofaresia. That's Beferish in the Rosh, Shem, Chavches. What do you mean? Shari Tirusla Nilu. I don't know, this guy, some other guy walked in and eats Shlishi because he has a yard site, he has a Noah, he's making a Kiddush, he has a baby. Whatever reason, there was excuses why someone else gets shlishi. I'll tell you what happened to me. I was once in my life zoiche to daven in Rabbi Yosher's minyan on Shabbos. Once. Zoiche, once. Someone fingered me, I don't know who, I have no clue, and knew I was a Levi, called me for Levi. I think, oh, Levi. I'm going to be next to Rabbi Yosher. He's got to shlishi every Shabbos. Yamod ploni ramoni. What happened over here? It was Pashas Vayechi, and they called him for Chazak. It wasn't Zerich to be the only right before Rabbi Yashiv. So again, maybe they're going to call him for Chazak or for Mafter for something. What's going to happen? No fire hesia. But you're going to wait till later you see them call him for Mafter. Someone else came in. Sharei Tirusim Lo Ninalu. The terrorists of the Russians doesn't believe in that svar. He holds that there can be a farhesia, even if you could find the terrorists. If that's the case for both sides, it seems to me, that there really is not a very good heter, which all the rabbis are matter, except for me, for an ovel to go to a Sheva Brachos on Shabbos because they say it's for Hesher. I don't understand why that should be. An Ovel is also a Sheva Brachos for a whole year. It's not just in Shiva, it's Shlosha. So according to the question is going to be, what kind of status does it have? According to the Ramban, if he stays home, Sheva Tas is not called Befar Hesya. Find an excuse. Get sick. According to the Rosh, right, we had a whole Shtikl Torah that Avel Shloshim applies even if it'll be a Far Hesya. Right? You walk in with a change of seat, etc., etc. I don't have a good hetter for this. Rabbosai, I don't have. I know all the posts about Makel against me. I don't have a good hetter. It seems to me it's a serious, serious problem. Again, I don't want to go against the whole world. But based on analysis, there's not a simple hetter at all for this practice. It seems to me it really is a serious problem. Again, we're not finished doing Hilchos Avelos. We're just starting. But I'm giving you, you know, we like to be Makel. Halacha to be Makel B'Avel, for sure we like to be Makel. But over here, I so far have no cooler. And I'm happy to hear a cooler from you, if you have one. We only have another 3 minutes. Let me discuss one more point, which is, how did the rush is against the Ramban, right? So how do you know? We know. We quoted Beferesh Rush in Bat Shmini Atzeres, right? That was the rush we quoted in Simcha Ches. But there's a major problem. We'll end with this problem, and then we'll have to finish tomorrow the beautiful answer. Please turn to the Ramban on page Reish Lamed Dalet. Reish Lamed Dalet. Okay? Reish Lamed Dalet. We'll end with this. We have to cut this. The Ramban asked the same question about Shmini Atzeres as the Rosh asked. You're not going to believe it. Gives the same answer. What? Look in Reish Lamed Dalet. V'im Toma Levarenu Lomen Shmini Shal, the eighth line. Shal Chag Mevat Lemenu Gzeres Shloshim. Shal Regel Befnei Atzmo. Hab the Kovra Mesa Shivas Yomim Konam Regel the Bat Lemenu Gzeres Shloshim. Shal Kvar Olu Lezer Abasa Yom Kodol Shal Regel Shal Shmini. Zuei No Torah. Shal Elo Noag Begzeres Shloshim. He didn't keep Shloshim. Afal Pisha Regel Olu Lemenu Shloshim. And Mevatim Menugzeres Hachi Yinig Ben Ktoson, and he's not knowing anything over here. Ribbono Shel Olam, this is a kash astira galuya in the Ramban. Astira galuya. He's the one who said the whole Shia today. You keep all the laws, not some, all the laws of Shloshim, and now he's saying you don't keep any of the laws of Shloshim. Menakotza lakotza. Rabbosi, understand the question? What's the status of the Nihuge Shloshim according to Ramban on Yontif? First, he said, we learned the whole Shia today for almost an hour. You keep all of it. We saw page Reish Chav Zayin and Reish Chav Ches. Now, 6 pages later, in Reish Lamed Dalet, you don't keep any of them. Nothing. What an unbelievable stira. Unbelievable stira. How do you explain this? How do you explain this? Everyone understand the question? Is it clear? Are both saying, understand the question? So tomorrow, Blindada will give a beautiful answer to this question. Okay? Blindada. So tune in tomorrow, give a beautiful answer to the question. We'll start with something a little before that. I want to maybe renege on something I said earlier today, but I don't have time for that now, so we'll try to do that a little bit at the beginning of this year, and then we'll come to the answer to this question. Okay. See you tomorrow, Chevra.
The recording has stopped. Oh.